Hey folks, this is Hampton here. I know that Dave and I tend to joke a lot about suicide and make a lot of lighthearted jokes, but honestly, if you're having any sort of trouble, we would recommend that you call 1-800-273-TALK. It's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and they do amazing work. They really will talk with you. And so we just hope that, you know, you have fun here at the pod, but if you're ever having truly deep suicidal thoughts, that you would call 1-800-273-TALK. We love you. We want you to take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.
You know just what to do when I look at you, and I don't want to go. They call me on the phone and won't leave me alone when I don't want to go.
Oh, they say they got the Indiana Jones. He trying to swing a post, the vines and dodge the snake. Indiana Jones gonna find the gold.
What? What?
Randy Newman just scoring every movie.
Oh, okay. Dude, that's, wow.
Randy Newman scoring The Matrix.
You know what? I'm sorry. Why did I not know that's what the bit was?
Neo's in The Matrix. He's taking the pills. He's gonna find that he took too many pills. Neo knows what Neo knows. The internet's so crazy.
Oh my god, dude. Oh my god, dude. This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Neo knows what Neo knows. They got that old Morpheus. Goddamn dream.
Oh, wow. What a terrible podcast. What an absolutely fucking terrible podcast.
Holy fucking shit.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, wait. Okay, do The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Batman. He's staying on the building. Oh, he's feeling his feelings. Batman, where's the Joker, man?
Get rid of that Christopher Nolan shit. I don't want to hear just pulsating fucking bass, you know, noises. I don't want to hear... Yeah, replace it with Randy Newman.
That old Batman. He's a man climbing the rope.
Oh, man.
Yo, he does what he can. Because he's a Batman.
You've got a Batman in me. Yeah, that's how I would.
He's not the hero we want, but he's the hero we need.
That's it. You know, that's how I would have rewritten most of movie history, is just make Randy Newman do the score. Pixar had it right. He knows how to score a movie. That's all you got. Oh, guys.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to the penultimate episode of Suicide Buddies.
Second to last.
thanks for explaining it to the dum-dums out there.
Second. Oh, my God.
Fucking Fred Flintstones out there. Guys, I am Hampton Yund.
And I am Dave Ross.
And this is...
I am Randy. And Randy Newman. You like the suicide. Put a new song. I think that's a tie.
Yeah, Randy Newman's here occasionally.
Holy shit.
But
this is just the funniest thing I've ever been a part of.
This has been a podcast about mental health, largely comedy, but it's Dave and I talking about our mental health, depression, suicide. We've covered it all. I feel like we recently did episodes about Kurt Cobain and Adolf Hitler, and those are pretty much the last two suicides.
Second to last.
So, yeah, second to last.
Hitler's suicide was the second to last suicide. The penultimate.
Penzoil.
Yeah.
Penultimate.
The Penteller. The Penn and Teller.
That,
for
yeah.
the... For, yeah.
Ben Tellerman.
What happens in Vegas is second to last. You know, you know what they say. this podcast is changing, dude. We're going through changes. We're getting hair in places we've never had hair before.
I feel so mature. We're getting new teeth in places where teeth shouldn't be growing. You know, puberty. Growing.
When you get teeth in your dick hole.
Yeah, growing teeth out your dick hole. In a lot of ways, it was the best summer of my life. Growing teeth out of my dick hole. Well, my friends didn't understand. But I knew.
But I knew.
I knew.
It was the beginning of a whole new way to eat dinner.
Mom, I'll have more mashed potatoes. But I knew I was actually putting those mashed potatoes up
in
my
pee
dick
hole.
Yeah. Oh, you say dick hole?
I say dick hole,
I
dude.
Say pee hole.
Yeah, well, I'm a man.
Wow.
And you're a boy.
Okay, I was raised as a boy. I was raised like a boy. I can't say that I've changed.
Oh, that's true.
But the podcast has changed, for
the
sure.
The podcast is becoming grown-ups, despite the fact that neither of us are. The podcast is grown-ups, and that's how you talk.
That's true, man. I feel like we came to some sort of conclusion that we're like, we need the podcast to change for our own mental stability.
Uh-huh.
And then we talked a lot about the things we liked about the podcast and what we wanted to keep.
Yes.
And I think that's what we've got now with our new podcast, Y'all Ever.
Yeah, dude. Dude, you know what's funny is that we've been talking about Y'all Ever for about a month. This show, to clarify what Hampton is thinking, this is the penultimate episode. There's the finale episode next week. Second to last.
No.
And and then we're going to take a tiny little week-long break. And then...
Woo, spring break!
And then we'll be back with this show as Y'all Ever after that. And we've been talking about it for like a month, and we know what it is, but I don't think we've really described it well.
Well, we didn't. We literally, the last 2 hours we've been talking before recording, and we were just like, we don't know what this is. We've talked a lot about it, but there was some fine. Exactly. It's like
we didn't know how to say it to you.
It's like you're building a red car. So in your mind, you're like red car. All right, how are we gonna make the fastest red car ever?
Well, you paint it red, and that way it's fast.
And then at the end of the
and then you paint little lines coming off the back, and that's how fast it goes.
And then we want to make sure we're sure of our work before we present it to exhibit.
Except that's not what we did, because we've been saying it for a month and didn't know what the fuck we were talking about.
Nah. I'm giving us way more credit. It's like if the exhibit was like, there's a car coming.
Oh, I see.
And it's gonna be great.
Exhibit sounds a lot like Randy Newman.
Yeah.
That old car coming. It's got a fish tank. Glub, glub, go the fish in the fish tank. You can't run. Yeah. You know you can't hide. But you know that I will pimp your ride.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You can't run. You can't hide. I'm going to pimp your ride.
No matter what you do, I'm going to fucking pimp your ride.
No matter what you do. You'll wake up in sweats and be panicked out of your mind.
Yeah.
But I'll be pimping your ride. It's going to happen.
I'm going to pimp your fucking ride.
Don't you fucking run.
I'm going to pimp your ride.
Listen, I got my gun against your fucking head. You're going to get your ride pimped out, or I'm going to fucking blow your brains out.
That's fine. I want you to pimp my ride.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do.
Okay.
Thank you. Exhibit.
All right, then.
It's me, Nate Dogg.
I guess
me, Nate Dogg, and I want you to pimp my ride.
I guess none of this violence was necessary.
Yeah, you really didn't need to be violent with me, man. I just wanted a pimper ride.
I just thought,
are you going to put a bathroom in
it? You know what it is? It's the whole you can run, you can hide part.
That made me feel like I needed to be a little bit more extreme. Also, my name starts with an X. And the second letter is Z.
My parents were a Mountain Dew flavors.
It's specifically Code Red and Regular. My mom was Code Red and my dad was Mountain Dew. And I'm Exhibit. And I talk like this.
Y'all ever, the only relatable podcast. That's the show. Fuck yeah, dude. We want to hear your fucking stories that are specific to you. Because here's the thing, and this was the heart of Suicide Buddies too. Everything you go through is relatable. Everything. In this world, in this country, amidst our friends, everyone, it just seems like our specific shit is just specific to us, but it's not. Everyone's been through it.
Whoa.
So ask us questions, send us stories, and we'll fucking tell you that we've been through it or someone we know has been through it.
Dave, you're saying earlier today when I peed and my pee strand went into two strands as I peed.
Yeah, dude.
That's happened?
Sometimes the middle of your dick hole gets stuck together.
That's happened to other people?
I exclusively pee, and it looks like a garden hose. You know what I mean? Like, but with a screw-on end, and like it comes out in like six different streams, you know, like slower.
On, yeah, I put it on mist.
I put it on mist. I pee on mist.
I pee on mist.
Well, I got those dick hole teeth.
I just want to know what's relatable, you know? Am I doing it right?
Yeah, so we have a dude. You're not even gonna fuck, dude. You're not gonna fucking believe this, dude. You're gonna fucking believe this, dude. We have a new email. It's yalleveremail@gmail.com, and we have a fucking phone number for you to leave us voicemails that we'll play on the show.
It's 911.
It's 911. Fuck you. This show's over. You. We hate you. No, the email. The phone number is 802-43-BUTTS.
No way.
Yes.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
43-BUTTS.
Okay.
Yes.
If I have a question, or sorry, I have a y'all ever anecdote I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me.
Yes.
All I have to do is
dial.
Call
802-43-BUTTS. That's 802-432-8887. You can leave a voicemail. You'll hear our voices on there being like, wah, leave a voicemail or whatever we fucking say.
What kind of message should I even leave?
You should leave something that you want to hear people talk about that is very specific to you. Whether that's like asking advice on something that's happened in your life or telling us just some shit you've been through. And we're going to prompt you. Don't worry. Actually, this episode, we prompted you a few weeks ago. Our first y'all ever is... y'all ever shit your pants in public? And we got a bunch of fucking emails.
Yeah, weird. We tricked you. We tricked you because that's never happened to us.
Oh, yeah. That is not relatable.
I have a
you are gross.
Perfect anus.
Everyone who poops is disgusting.
Yeah, that's the book you read to children. Is everybody. Nobody poops but you, you fucking mutant. You fucking weirdo. What's that sludge coming out of your butt?
And then our prompt for the beginning of the Y'all Ever show is this. Y'all ever do something super fucking dumb because of your anxiety? And
That's our prompt for next week, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Oh, wait, next...
3 weeks from now. But yes. Yes.
In our time, 1 week will have passed. But in your mortal time, 5 years will have passed. Dave and I will be old beings.
Yeah, but we're going to read your y'all ever shit your pants in public emails and talk about our own y'all ever shit your pants stories after the break. But before that, real quick plugs. Hampton's movie riffing show is... Saturday, the 22nd of February at Dynasty Typewriter at 8 p.m.
Yeah, this Saturday. Yeah, it's at 7 p.m. But yeah, tickets at Dynasty Typewriter. Yeah, why not? We're going to be riffing a surprise movie, me, Jonah Ray, and Baron Vaughn. I also have some road dates that I've put up on my calendar at HamptonYunt.com. I'm going to be in Kansas City, Indianapolis, and Detroit April 3rd through the 5th. I might be attaching a date before then in Denver, but also coming up on the calendar, I will be in Seattle and Portland. I think it's like May 2nd and 3rd. Oh, wait, it'll be May 1st, 2nd. May 1st and 2nd in Seattle, and then the 3rd in Portland. And I'm trying to attach some stuff around that. But all tickets at HamptonYacht.com.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I have a bunch of road dates coming up, too. Beginning of March, I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana, New Orleans, and Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And then at the end of March, I'm all around the Southeast. I'm in Pensacola and Birmingham, Atlanta, Knoxville,
South Carolina, North Carolina, there's a bunch of dates in there. And then in April, I'm headlining the Hard Times Comedy Tour, and we're going all the way down the East Coast, Portland, Maine, Boston, Brooklyn, Washington, D.C., Morgantown, West Virginia, Philly. I think I may be leaving one out. And we just got added to the brand new first year of this, the Billtown Comedy Festival in Williamsport, which is in central PA. So that's all at DaveToTheRoss.com. Also, dude, I have a new website. I just finished it. DaveToTheRoss.com. It looks fucking beautiful.
I have a new website. It's called Amazon.com. please kick some money to the Patreon for Amazon.com.
Oh, shit. You know what? Actually, I launched my fucking web store today. It's shop.DaveToTheRoss.com. And I'm selling my shirts and albums and shit on there if you want to buy some of my shit.
Oh, that's fucking dope. Yeah, I saw those hats before. That's like really cool.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I like
an intricate woven design that looks like just a, you know, a knit design version of your album
art. Yeah, dude,
it's fucking beautiful.
I had like I got the album art, the like flowers with me standing in it with my half of my face covered. I like paid a designer to make a stripped down design of it specifically for embroidery, and then it's so dope that I think it's just gonna be my like logo on everything.
Sure, we'll put it up in the sky when there's like trouble in the city.
The Dave signal.
We need somebody who's a cuck. Please, cuck man. Please. Aww. Oh, sorry. God damn, dude.
Man,
y'all ever's gonna be a lot more extreme. I mean, exhibit's gonna be there. Aww. It's gonna be a lot more in your face.
Actually,
dude,
it's gonna be a lot. It's just gonna be Hampton talking to me, going, Hampy. I call him Hampy, and y'all ever.
Cuckman, we need you to fight the diddler. The diddler, come on.
All right, we'll be back with some y'all evers after this toothpaste shit.
Y'all ever shit your pants?
Doesn't matter what they say, cause I'm gonna get my way. If I don't wanna go.
Oh, the parasite. He's out of sight. He don't gonna live in the rich person's house.
Neil Brennan didn't understand the ending.
Oh no, I don't wanna cancel Neil.
No, I'm just referencing what he said.
I know, and you know what? Accurate joke. for real. I just think it's funny because it's like, you know, when I came out of Parasite, did you see Parasite?
Hell yeah, dude.
You saw Parasite, right?
Yeah, dude.
When I came out of the theater, I went with my sister and some of her friends, and it was just like, we kept making jokes, but we didn't know how to just say it. I came out, I was like, do you think that was about class? Like, you know, like just making jokes, like, do you think, like, something? And like the thing is, like, it's a great movie, but I think you know, maybe people do miss that it's so fucking funny.
Yes,
like I watched it and, you know, the first couple minutes I'm like, what's going on, like, with the way these people are acting.
Yeah.
And then like at minute 7 or something, I start laughing really hard.
Yeah.
Because I really buy in that, oh, this is like an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where they are going to make the absolute worst decision possible.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, it's slapstick. Like, it's like a fucking Herlihy movie. Like, literally, it's like Tommy Boy, the way that they act, the way that they like run into shit and fucking, they're like, sure, I'll do that. And then they just like go fuck up miserably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't know what to make of it, but I was like, this is great.
Yeah. It's so good. And yeah, I mean, the thing is that, like, I mean, the problem with a message like that, that's so direct, is that, I mean, it has to be on the nose for people to get it. But so anytime I saw some stand up talking about The Dark Knight the other day. Dark Knight's a movie that I love, but its message is like, they just beat you to death with it. It's just like, you can only be a hero for so long kind of thing. And eventually you get poisoned in the public eye, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. They say it at the beginning. They say it in the theater when you're walking to your seat. The, like, the usher is like shouting at you. The like, movie you're going to be called... a hero so long.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I'm just trying to get in my fucking seat, man.
Everyone Falls from Grace. That's the actual name of the movie.
Yeah. Honestly, what to you is the central idea
of Parasite? I guess I don't know.
I don't think there is one.
I don't know if I could pull out the central message, but it is just a broad statement that there is a massive disparity of wealth in this world, and we are all destroyed by it. It's like so simple. I think that's all it really is. The message is that class warfare is occurring in ways that aren't just us throwing Molotov cocktails in the streets.
Well, who's the Juana man? Wait, in Juana man, who was the Juana man? You know, because you think it's Juana man, but I don't want that man. I don't want that at all.
Jesus Christ. Oh my fucking God.
You know what I want? Healthcare. I want healthcare.
Oh my God, dude.
What was the point of Happy Feet?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, Happy Feet.
Honestly, you're just okay, look, I like that movie a lot, but I don't think it was 500 days of summer long. I don't think summer was actually 500 days long that day, and I don't think the movie was that long either. So what could that mean? What does that mean? Answer me. He's alone in a room. Answer me. he's alone in my room, and then I walk in and I'm like, hey, get out of my room.
Dave,
you get it? Y'all ever get it?
Y'all ever shit your fucking britches? We had so many responses to shitting your pants.
Yeah, dude, we gotta it's so funny because we get, I think it's fair to say that for Suicide Buddies, we've gotten a ton of emails. I would say it's a metric ton.
Oh, yeah.
But like they trickle in and slowly over time become a ton. A day here, a day there, we'll get an email or two. We say, have you ever shit your pants? And we got 10 emails that day.
Stained in shit.
Crazy, yeah.
Insanely stained in shit over the internet. Which
from
is
email
like,
addresses like shitman at hotmail.com and
hot soup at coffee butt.
Poopy poop pants at coffeebutt.com. A lot of emails from coffeebutt.com. Yeah, which by the way is a website where you can sign up to get every 3 months you get toothbrush refills.
I can't wait for y'all ever to get sponsored by coffee enemas.
Oh, dude.
Jesus. I'm so tired all the time.
Me too.
I need one.
I'm so tired, and fucking so is my butt.
Put it in my fucking blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, put it in my fucking Ava Divine that
shove
shit
the
into
caffeine
my
up my ass.
Ass.
I love a coffee enema,
I want two enemas in my ass at the same time.
Shoot it at me! Let's get into some fucking emails. Oh, man. Hampton, you got a shit email?
Yeah.
Huh?
I've got
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Don't.
Is it shitty?
Don't bully me.
Is it filled with shit? I have mine already queued up.
I thought this new podcast was going to be anti-bullying.
Are you not ready?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
From Julianne. Here we go.
Is your last name shit?
Now, what the fuck would make you say something like that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
All right. Julianne says, hey, don't feel alone, Hampton. I was once so violently hungover that as I was sitting on the bathroom floor, heaving into the toilet, I shit liquid through my pants and onto the floor.
Holy shit, dude.
Probably pissed myself, too, for good measure. Wow. You shit your fucking pants off?
In fairness, her pants were imaginary.
Honestly, women, this is the best self-defense move possible, is you're supposed to soil yourself.
Shit so much liquid that it comes through the pants. Damn, dude, I want to know more about these pants. I mean, like, how did
dungarees?
The liquid, how much fucking...
How much lick?
How much liquid? Lick, how much shit did I lick that day? I'm talking about another day, actually, for me.
Oh, man.
I licked shit.
That's fucking awful to be puking and then shit.
Oh, I've done that, dude. And
whoa. Yeah, I mean, dude. We've all, y'all ever.
Puke and shit?
We've all.
Shit puke?
I mean, that's part of the y'all ever, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
totally.
Absolutely.
No, it's the fucking worst.
You know what I've always done is I get off the toilet, I puke into the toilet, get back on, shit.
Oh
no, I'm making a soup.
Oh,
for you, Dave.
Oh.
For you.
Slayer. Shit soup. All right.
Listen.
We lied. Our show is actually called Talk Soup.
Listen, I know it's not some debutante ball.
The
where people shit and vomit and it's elegant.
Oh yeah, you're right.
You know, I'm out there in the fucking, you know, world.
You're punk rock. Yeah,
I'm punk rock. I'm also a big, like, water conservation guy.
It is so funny to think, like, that photo of Trump's gold toilet. I always thought, like, you shit there. Why? Dude, so you, like, you get diarrhea in your gold toilet? You idiot.
He eats McDonald's and I know. Shits in a gold toilet. I don't know if you can think of a better fucking analogy for the wealth disparity in this fucking world, but that's a good one.
Totally. Ugh. Man, yes, puking and shitting is the worst. I remember, I mean, like, you know, I've gotten food poisoning and gotten sick a bunch. And so I've been in the state where they're both are happening a lot. But I did have one day in college where I very specifically remember from the, like, campus store, I got a, not like the bookstore, the, like, little fucking snack store near my dorm building. They sold these little Celeste pizzas.
Okay.
And I ate them all the time because I was fucking 18 and it didn't matter.
Oh, you used to love those. Mama Celeste?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I got one where it was definitely that because it was the only thing I ate. And I remember I went into the communal bathroom that had, like, stalls in the dorm I lived in, carrying my trash can because I knew I was gonna shit and puke simultaneously, and I did. I just would shit. It was just like the worst. Dude. It was so bad.
It's like out of Freddy Got Fingered or something.
Yes, exact, dude. Exactly.
It's like gross to the nth level.
Totally. It's like Ren and Stimpy. It's like,
yeah, it's absurd.
Oh my god, so gross.
I always feel that way when it's happening to me with the puking and shitting at the same time. It's just like, what is this?
I also really am like, can you read it again? Because she shit through her clothes, yeah. Dude.
That was wild.
Once
so violently hungover that as I was sitting on the bathroom floor heaving into the toilet, I shit liquid through my pants and onto the floor.
Oh my god.
Through your
dude.
Pants.
That's so.
What paper thin pants? I have paper pants. I've been making my pants with Brawny.
I mean, it was probably like sweatpants or tights or something like that. But it also, I guess, if it's, she's probably, what happened was she was sitting there, yeah, like drunk puking, and but shit her pants and then couldn't get up yet because she was puking so much. And by the time she was done sitting there puking, the water had been in her pants so long there was a stain on the ground. Man, this is going to be a fun show.
One of, yeah, y'all ever
is really y'all ever. Fun.
When I was a kid, this was, man, one of the more formative stories of my childhood is that in a supermarket, I guess, you know, I was at the age where I could walk, but I'm wearing like shorts. Mm-hmm. So I'm following my mom through the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a, like when she's like paying and she's wrapping up, she kind of looks behind her and there is just like a trail. Like a little chocolate trail going throughout the entire supermarket where I've been shitting down the back of my leg this entire time, leaving like a Hansel and Gretel, like chocolate chip fucking path of shit just throughout the entire store. And you can see it led to me. It's like in Family Circus when Billy runs around his whole neighborhood.
Oh,
it's like,
my. See, this is what I'm talking about. I want to see Bill Engvall do a bit about that. Y'all ever leave a trail of shit throughout Costco?
Yeah.
I think my son's gay. I'm going to kill him.
Because he shits a lot.
Bill Engvall.
Dude, I know.
Here's your sign.
My favorite thing about here's your sign as a bit is the explanation. Have you ever seen the explanation of it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so
it's
long.
Classic so, comedy.
Y'all ever, you know when someone so dumb and you want to give them a sign that says you're dumb? And then you say, here's your sign.
You go, you're dumb. So here's that. You know what? When he first came out with that with that bit, I think he tells the story. His wife immediately started writing up little signs that the audience could buy that would go, I'm dumb. Here's my sign. I'm dumb.
Here's my sign.
And like
sign.
He just would sell it, immediately sold merch. And it really clued him into being like, merch. Holy right, shit. And yeah, like, yeah. Let me do this bit for 20 years.
Oh my God. Here's my sign. I'm stupid.
I think this podcast is in direct opposition.
Yes.
to Bill Engvall.
To every yin, there is a yang.
To Bill Engvall.
There is, yes, there is the sun and there is the moon. There is the day, there is the night. There is Bill Engvall and there is y'all ever. there is here's your sign and there is Randy Newman Dark Knight impressions.
Here's your shit in your pants. Here, you know? Oh, hey, yeah. We're really doing the dumb... the dumb avant-garde humor.
Oh, dude.
Dave, do you have one of these?
I do, man. I'll do, dude. It's from your dad.
Okay. I'm very scared.
It's actually from your mom, and she's like, I remember the first time I ever shit my pants was when I gave birth to Hampton. And,
Why would you shame pregnant women? You shame pregnant women all the time on this podcast. That's why we had to stop Suicide Buddies.
Because I kept shaming pregnant women. I think you're right.
It is pretty cool that every pregnant woman shits. Like in front of the doctor, her husband, the entire like law firm, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Whoever's out there, you're just in labor and you're just shitting in front of people.
I see.
A lot of pregnant women have talked about that. I think.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, for one, that's the least of it. But
oh, yeah,
apparently,
I'm sure.
Like, your fucking pussy and, like, anus can split into, like, one fucking orifice.
Oh, God.
And it's
what?
Like, yeah, exactly, dude.
I mean, I guess I knew that, but holy Lord.
It's horrific.
Yeah.
No, it's horrific. So, like, apparently, like, the most gentle thing is that, like, by the way, your legs are going to be up in the air, and you're going to be
and you're pushing.
Like, shitting.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't, like, leave to be like, by the way, do you guys have one of those low flow toilets? I don't want to be a bother.
I guess I never thought of it. How could I possibly really? Know that? But wow, yeah, right, of course.
Dude, we should have talked to Aaron about that.
Yeah. No, we shouldn't have.
I guarantee you that made her wonder. I guarantee you that gave her darker thoughts.
Can you hold
what
off?
We were talking about.
Shut up about your dad's suicide real quick. Because we want to know if you shit when you gave birth.
She absolutely did. And she probably squirted and came.
Wow. What? What are we doing now?
Most people say... No, I read in a book that I wrote...
That most people come when they give birth? Most. You're saying most?
Most. Probably all. Probably all.
I know it can happen. That's definitely a thing.
I love that people are kind of like chasing it. It's a new thing of like, well... You know, if you can like have an orgasm while your child is being born,
he'll be president.
He'll probably be president. Probably run his own tech firm.
Andy Haynes has one of my favorite stand-up bits about this, and the bit is like, I don't know if you know Andy Haynes. He's so funny.
Oh my god,
you
one
know
of
him,
the
I
funniest
know.
Fucking dudes in the world.
And he has this bit. It's one of those bits that's like empathizing with women, as far as
You know what? I never liked him.
Like trying to empathize with women from his perspective, and he's like, you know what? He's like, it never occurred to me, but you can get pregnant even if you didn't come. That's fucked up. And I was like, that's so true.
Yeah,
that is so shitty.
I remember that. All right, Dave.
All right,
Dave.
Here we go. This is an email from Will. What's up, Will? Thank you for writing. The email, well, you know, the email is buddiesbuddiesbuddies@gmail.com, but our new y'all ever email is y'allEverEmail@gmail.com. Hey, Dave and Hampton, love both of y'all's work. Makes me laugh my ass off. That's the whole email, and now I feel good.
Oh, damn. All right.
I just wanted to kiss our asses. Thank you so much for writing. Make sure you include a compliment and nothing else. No, this is the email.
I see an email here from Mick Jagger and RoboCop that says, Hampton, you're the coolest boy alive.
Does it say anything about me?
No, I don't think so.
Interesting. Weird. Yeah, I guess RoboCop doesn't think you're funny and thinks I'm funny. Well,
thank you so much, Will, for the shout out.
Yeah.
We really appreciate everybody who takes the time to write us. Like, yeah. That's so fucking awesome of you. Thank you.
Here's the rest of the email. Hey, Dave and Hampton, love both y'all's work. Makes me laugh my ass off. My favorite part of the pod is when you guys are being ridiculous, so I don't give a sheet. If it's not a suicide podcast, I'll still rock my feeling shirt. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Anyway, I once went for a jog trying to get fit in some fucking Umbro shorts, got a mile from home, and the need to shit hit me like a ton of shit bricks. Will, I like your style, man. In short, I filled the Umbro shorts with shit while trying to run back home and had to hold the shit in the shorts like a shit hammock.
Oh my God. Why wouldn't you just let it go on the ground? Why are you trying to keep the shit?
Well, that's your thing.
Whoa.
You don't just shit on the ground? Are you crazy? Why wouldn't you just shit on the ground, you idiot?
I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble identifying with you, you weirdo.
Do you think that's what you would have done if you shit your Umbros? You would have just let it fucking hit the ground? Let the bodies hit the floor?
Yes.
If you will. Yes.
That's what that song's about, essentially.
Wow. Let the shit hit the ground. Wow, dude.
What are Umbros?
Oh, wow, crazy. I guess I just assumed they're soccer shorts. You know what Umbros are if you played soccer, because it's
what is soccer? Do you mean football?
Yes.
Football?
I mean football.
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 Football. Ball.
I don't know what soccer is.
Interesting.
Interesting.
What is a truck? Did you mean a lorry? This is the biggest prick ever.
Hi, I'm a piece of shit. No, I don't know what Umbros are.
So Umbro is a company that makes...
I think it's a slur.
It's just, yes.
It's definitely a slur.
It's a slur against the English.
There were a couple of Umbros in the old...
No, Umbro is a brand. It's a company that makes soccer gear, soccer balls, soccer shorts. And so soccer shorts are like very loose, very like billowy, sheer exercise shorts. And they're like made so you can run a lot in them, so it gives you a lot of movement. And so like that's why he had to like catch the shit like a parachute, because they're so big. But I want to legitimately ask you,
shit fall on the ground?
What's that?
Okay,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I definitely wouldn't have let the shit fall on the ground.
What?
But you would have.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, because apparently you own that land. But that's what the government says.
If you
have the balls, I think it says that in the Constitution. If you have the fucking balls to shit on my land,
that's your land now.
You kind of own it.
Wow, that's actually how we got America.
Yeah,
the Louisiana Purchase was when we shit a bunch.
Yeah. He was like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna shit. Look around, make sure no one's coming." And then he's like, he's just shitting in Louisiana. I think we own it now.
Well, and then some Native Americans are like, no.
It's covered in shit.
Damn.
It's covered in fucking shit now.
Damn, that is so interesting. You would have just let it fall on the ground. And I don't have any judgment. I guess I'm just like,
I can't imagine.
Mind boggled.
I can't imagine a shit hammock is a more elegant situation.
Elegant?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Elegant.
Did you mean delicate?
No. I mean elegant.
You meant like...
Elegant.
Elegant?
Yeah.
Like an expensive
Ellen DeGeneres DeGent. Ellen-gen.
Ellen-gen.
Yeah. No. I mean, because it's like... It's awful.
Yeah.
You shit your pants.
You're saying it's awful, not elegant.
No. I'm just saying, like, what is the proper way... What is the high society way to deal with this?
Uh-huh.
I'm always trying to put my pinky up,
Oh. Be
a high society type.
So you're saying...
I'm trying to crack into the 1% at any chance, and I just feel like a shit hammock is worse. You're bathing your genitals in shit, whereas you shit down your legs. It's like, well, I've clearly shit myself, sir. I am not okay.
I feel like I would be so mortified having left shit in public. I would be trying to not shit on the ground. I would just be like, so more. I am actually blown away that this is how you feel.
This is why we're so different comedically. I really get into the nitty gritty of it. This is why you're a store guy.
Did you? And I'm alt.
This is why I'm alt, and you're a fucking store guy.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
this is the difference between an improv comedian and a store comedian.
Well, and why I was so happy to use this as the initial question is you don't know what kind of human being you're gonna be until you're in the fucking shit.
Right. Yeah.
It is like Vietnam.
Right.
What are you gonna do when you suddenly shit your? Are you gonna cradle it against your balls and dick and make a shit hammock, rotating that shit over your balls?
I mean, that's also
dick.
Bad. You don't need to say it.
Shoving the shit further into your dick hole.
Well, yes.
Until when you come, it's shit.
So when you said it was elegant, you literally meant that's like what a rich person would do?
What a rich, absolutely a one percenter.
Uh-huh.
But it's also just someone who's trained in the kind of, you know, the gentlemanly arts.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't tell if you're serious. I can't tell if this is a bit or not. Do you mean that? That's like what a one percenter would do?
Let the shit fall?
A hammock. Oh. Yeah, I truly don't understand what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's better.
Okay.
It's more elegant to shit down your leg than to cradle shit against your dick and balls.
That's what you meant.
Which is what a caveman would do.
Okay.
You know,
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, we've been at a couple high society deals.
Yes,
and it's like,
okay,
every time I shit myself, I always want to get up and go, ladies and gentlemen, I have shat my pants. I must recuse myself. Good day. I will be in the observatory. Observing the shit in my
This is
anus.
So funny to hear because I think what a caveman would do is let the shit run down their leg onto the ground.
No, in public?
No,
dude, not at all.
For everyone to just walk by a human shit because it's runny shit. It exploded out of his butt. It's not like a turd.
Okay, here's a bit of your flawed thinking.
Okay. all right.
You don't see 100% of this. Okay, here we go. If you cradle your shit like a hammock, you are then considering other people's feelings.
Yeah. Oh, and that's bad.
That's bad. You're drawing attention to yourself. You're drawing attention to them. You're making a whole fucking deal about it.
Okay. Whereas if you just shit on the ground, then no one will notice.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't even fucking matter.
Because it did.
I didn't. No, I fucking didn't. There's not a trail leading directly back to me, like Billy and fucking Family Circus.
Yeah, I do feel like it's at least, I would say, shitting your pants and letting it hit the ground is at the very least rude.
I think that would be, man, what a fucking power move for negotiation. Is you just like, did you shit? Let's talk numbers, okay? Let's not talk about me shitting before. Oh, what, you want to leave the room because you're weak?
Dude, you want to talk about a power move in this way? So, okay, when I lived in Fresno, I made friends with this rap group called the Argyle Pimps. They're very good.
The Black Eyed Peas.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Argyle Pimps.
There are two dudes from Fresno. One is this guy, Boney Beasley. Not his Christian name.
I can't tell if you're mocking them.
I'm not mocking them. His name is Boney Beasley, and the other one's name is Cockamamie Jamie. That's their names as rappers.
All right, now, Dave, this is bullying. This is just flat out bullying.
No, I mean, honestly, they did that. Their whole thing was that hip hop in Fresno was super aggressive. Mm. So they're just going to come at it from being completely fucking dumb.
Cool.
And it's amazing. They're also very good rappers.
Dope.
They both grew up. I think both in foster homes and group homes in Fresno. So it was tough. And then they came out of it just being these crazy rap. Anyway.
Oh, cool though.
One of them, Jamie, who I love. I know him less though. So I don't know the details exactly of this story, but I do know the video is still on the internet and it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Like I said, his name is Cockamamie Jamie or Jamie Nelson and they're the Argyle Pimps. And that's how you look. I'm saying this because that's how you look it up. He pissed his pants at a rap battle.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, it got famous for a minute. And he definitely did it on purpose, and he fucking wins the rap battle like by a long shot, and he's been winning the whole time. He's like fucking just owning this dude who can't even approach rapping, because Jamie's like one of the best rappers I've ever fucking seen.
That's so fucking
funny. And so look it up, because he says in the second round of the rap battle, he's like, "Will you be my boyfriend? If you won't, I'm going to pee my pants." And then, because the guy's just been calling him gay, and he's like, has all these crazy raps about Star Wars and Argyle Pimps and shit. And then he's like, "Be my boyfriend or I'm pissing my pants. I'm serious." And then the next round, the dude is like trying to call him gay more, and Jamie just stares at him and pees his fucking pants.
That's the best.
It is so funny, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That's the best defense for sexual assault. You just piss yourself.
Just pee, dude.
He knew he was in trouble. That rap battle, it felt like how a caveman would deal with a poisonous snake. And so he peed himself. Dude, I saw that video.
Crazy. Yeah. They're so
awesome.
Boney doesn't really put records out anymore, but Jamie is still putting out solo shit, and it's fucking, I've been meaning to bring it up on the show. His second album, Orca, I got into it when it came out, but then I got into it again like a year ago. And
when
I
came out?
Forgot, dude. When it came out.
Oh, okay.
It came out like a few years ago. I got into it again like a year ago, and it's fucking so good. Look up Cockamamie Jamie. Will has one more story to finish off his email.
Oh, I guess I'll have to save it for another podcast.
He says, "Also, one time I shit on a table trying to find a toilet in the dark while drunk." I guess what I'm saying is,
whoa. Shit on a table? There's nothing like a toilet in a table. I'm sorry. I hate to be a real conservative comic, but toilets aren't tables. And tables definitely ain't toilets. How do you even make that fucking
I don't know. He didn't say, but maybe the table was shaped like a toilet. You know?
Damn
maybe
it, was Daryl! Why you gotta shape your table like a toilet? Oh, fuck.
Wait, let me finish the rest of his email real quick. Also, one time I shit on a table trying to find a toilet in the dark while drunk. I guess what I'm saying is, yes, I fuck my shit, and please keep making your shit because your shit makes my shit more bearable. Fuck you, I love you, God shit pants. Dude, shitting on a table because you thought it was... That definitely means... You're right, Hampton. That means he thought it was the bathroom... And then he thought he was over a toilet, but he had to step up on a chair.
Yeah, no part of that is a one-to-one, oh, yeah, toilet.
Totally.
I am confident in my toiletness right now. That's definitely a very cocksure kind of move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to shit on your fucking... I mean, that you might as well just shit on the floor.
I mean, seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be easier. Why you gotta ruin my grandma's table?
I lived with a guy once who shat in our roommate's room because he was so fucked up.
Oh, God.
But, it was the floor.
Uh-huh.
It was weird, man, because I came into the house. I stayed at my girlfriend's place, girlfriend at the time. And
I would never accuse you of having a girlfriend now.
I do have a girlfriend.
Idiot. Good call, dude. You don't have a girlfriend.
I do.
You're right. No, you're right.
She likes me.
Time will tell.
She does. I came into my house. It was in college, and there were literally shitty footprints on the ground.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
I mean, I assumed it was puke because we all got fucked up a lot. And then I went to the kitchen. And I came back, and I was like, that doesn't smell like puke. And then I looked, and there was a whole scene, dude. It was definitely whoever it was had walked into his room, shit on the floor, fallen in it, dragged themselves through it, stepped in it, and then there were shitty footprints to the bathroom. And it was so insane. It was so fucking wild.
No.
Because right as I saw
No.
The dude came out of his room and walked right up to me and said, "Hey, man, that was a fucking crazy party last night." And I was like, "Yes, sounds like it."
Sounds like you're still at the party. Holy shit.
There was... All of his clothes were in a pile on the front porch covered in shit. Dude, it was so wild.
Like fucking Andy Dufresne doing that. fucking marine crawl through shit in the sewer, and then he goes to a party like immediately. Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm out of prison.
Yeah.
Woo, 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 woo.
That's exactly. It was Tim Robbins. I lived with Tim Robbins. Yeah.
Covered in shit.
All right. Those were two good, quick emails. We like them short because we can't really read.
Yeah, folks, if you want to help us out with writing some of these stories to us, you know, the quicker and dumber, the better. Like, don't stress it. We know that people aren't, like, you know, writing stories all the time and don't know necessarily how to, you know, write
formulate
an epic.
It right. Totally. Yeah, I know. It's like it's definitely scary. I mean, I've emailed into some shows and I want to get my shit right. I totally understand. But you don't have to worry about that with us. Just send us your thoughts,
yeah.
Like however they come out. And honestly, if you like the shorter, the better. Look, if it takes a while to write, we understand. But the shorter, the better, literally because we have to read these emails on the show. And it just makes it easier for us to get through and present a concise story. That's all.
I mean, in fact, we didn't even get to some of the best shit your pants emails. I mean, we got so many submissions and I want to keep reading them.
Yeah, totally. We're again, we ran out of time for this episode, but there's one, someone shit their pants at the 9/11 museum. Dude.
Yeah, that's basically a full
that's
own
an hour.
Podcast. It's its own podcast, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
That's our version of Serial. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, we're going to delve deeper into that.
So, yeah, we put bonus episodes up on our Patreon. We have one more bonus episode that's going to be coming out this month. It'll come out next week. We're going to read a few more of your emails about shitting. And then we have one more Suicide Buddies episode left as Suicide Buddies next week. We're going to read all of your emails with all your thoughts on the show, saying goodbye to the concept of Suicide Buddies. We've already gotten so many emails. The email is buddiesbuddiesbuddies@gmail.com. Just let us know if you want anything for us to think about or say, anything you want to share, anything at all before we change Suicide Buddies over to y'all ever. Email us, buddiesbuddiesbuddies@gmail.com. Wow, it's crazy. I hadn't really thought about it, but it's crazy that next week is the last Suicide Buddies. That's wild, dude.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's going to be awesome. We're so happy with what we're transitioning into. But you guys, if you are fans of the podcast and you want to support us through that transitional period and into the next thing, and we will be constantly supplying you with content, feel free to join patreon.com/suicidebuddies. You could buy a shirt from Suicide Buddies off of our Threadless store. There's millions of ways to support the podcast.
Millions. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? We're fine no matter what. So you
Yeah. Do it if you want to. No pressure either way. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. We had so much fun. We'll see you next week for the goodbye episode. Love you so much. Glad you're alive.
Glad you're alive. Y'all ever?
Thank you guys so much for listening to Suicide Buddies. Remember, we tell jokes about suicide and suicidal thoughts on this show because we've been there and that's how we deal with it, not because we literally think someone killing themselves is funny. We do not. We do not think that. We want everyone to stay here with us on Earth. So if you're experiencing suicidal thoughts, contemplating suicide, please reach out to people. You are loved in this world. You can always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. They're a great resource. They know what you're going through, and they will hear you. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you next time.
Podcast Network.